we're gonna start with a short meeting on Walcott Wood and then go into our regular meeting. I think we're just gonna meet on Walcott Wood for a couple of minutes to approve the minutes. But we have to open that meeting, close that meeting, open that meeting, take the vote, close the meeting, then open the meeting on the for the board, then go into closed session. So I appreciate everybody being here this morning. I'm sorry that you're watching all of this, and then we have to then ask you to leave. But you have our apologies, and we'll eventually get together and have an open session around 9 o'clock. So I'd like to begin the meeting for Walcott Wood, and Susan, maybe you could call the roll.
Thank you. Mr. Estrada?
Here.
Ms. Hacera?
Here.
Ms. Holmes?
Here.
Mr. Kennedy?
Here.
Dr. Kortz?
Here.
Mr. McMillan?
Here.
Mr. Montgomery?
Here.
Mr. Oliver? Mr. Polisky?
Here.
Governor Quinn? Ms. Strobel?
Here.
Mr. Thomas?
Here.
Mr. Tankin?
Here.
Thank you.
Susan, as secretary, could you read the items that we need to
be happy
discuss
to
and vote on?
Number one, approve minutes of meeting of Walcott Wood and Taylor Incorporated, September 14th, 2012.
Okay, is there any discussion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. It carries. Okay, so I'd like to adjourn that meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, that is the way to run a meeting. I'm glad that's been videoed. You ought to send it around. Okay. So
I'm happy to. Thank you. Mr. Estrada?
Here.
Ms. Hacera?
Here.
Ms. Holmes?
Here.
Mr. Kennedy?
Here.
Dr. Kortz?
Here.
Mr. McMillan?
Here.
Mr. Montgomery?
Here.
Mr. Oliver? Mr. Polisky?
Here.
Governor Quinn? Ms. Strobel?
Here.
Mr. Thomas?
Here.
Mr. Tankin?
Here.
Thank you.
It'd be great now to have a motion for an executive session. So it's interesting because we are reviewed by a series of state agencies and others, and one of the ways that you can get dinged a little bit is if you haven't fully read into the minutes the reasons for executive session, which is why there's this formality of going through all of this language so that it appears in the written and videoed record. So there's a reason for all of this, and I thought I'd share that with you. Now we have to go through it. So I think we need a motion for an executive session for university employment or appointment related matters, collective negotiating matters, pending, probable, or imminent litigation against, affecting, or on behalf of the university, discussion of minutes of meetings lawfully closed under the Open Meetings Act. Is there a motion? Okay, thank you.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you, everyone. I think we're going to stay in this room. And hopefully the earlier session, and we look forward to a productive day. Susan, I just want to thank you for the wonderful presentation last night. It was incredible to be in that room and an honor to be a part of something that supports what were really 10 geniuses who impressed me, I know, and everybody who was there to witness it. So it was a wonderful moment. Bob, do you want to, may I turn the meeting over to you or introduce some of our team?
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here in Springfield and represent. I need to introduce a number of our leaders that are here with us. Lynn Fisher is Associate Professor of Sociology and Anthropology. Chairs the Executive Committee of the Springfield Senate, and she's with us. Lynn was part of the presentation team last night. Brock Gebhardt, representing the Urbana-Champaign Campus Senate, is president of the Student Senate in Urbana. Brock from Peoria. Representing the Chicago Campus Senate, Brian Kay. Brian is there. Thank you. He comes from Biological Sciences. He's the head of that department. The Springfield Campus Senate, John Trensu. And I haven't seen him this morning. From political science, he's parliamentarian of the executive.